Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to BDSIR Networks presents No Foul Play. Right now, it is 3:54 p.m. in the Eastern time zone in the United States, 8:54 over in the UK, and right now, 50 minutes in, we got Napoli 1, Real Madrid 0 in the UEFA Champions League, but as always, I am joined by my crew, and my crew comes from the UK. What's going on, Momo?
What's up, buddy? Good to be back again. It's been 2 weeks, but we're back. We're live-ish. Champions League night. Let's go.
Let's go. Go ahead and get to it really quick. Right now, Momo, as we know, it is the second leg of the UEFA Champions League. I'm just going to go ahead and run through these scores at the moment. Like I said earlier, it is now 1-1, ladies and gentlemen. 1-1 right now. A goal by Sergio Ramos on the 52nd minute. It is now Napoli 1, Real Madrid 1. 4-2 in aggregate for the defending European champions.
No!
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been watching this game. I don't think Real Madrid deserves whatsoever this this equalizer. Napoli has they've been attacking. They've defended pretty well. They should be up now 2-1. Unfortunately, Real Madrid did get the equalizer once again. Their savior, Momo, Sergio Ramos, coming in clutch for Napoli. It is now 1-0 at the Stadio Sao Paulo. And I'll be honest with you, 51 minutes in. That means there's about 39 minutes to go left in the second half. Now to come back for a 4-2 deficit on aggregate, it looks very unlikely for Napoli now, Momo.
Very unlikely. I mean, they could go and score two goals. They could go score three goals. But it's Real Madrid. You know what likes they are. They get the rub of the green. Far too much for my liking. They've had it recently in La Liga, went down 3-1 last Palace 2 weeks ago, but we'll go on that later. But let's go Napoli. Come on, Napoli. Let's do this. Come on, Napoli. Come on.
And at the moment, also over at the Emirates Stadium, as we know, it's Bayern Munich 5-1 over Arsenal on aggregate. Well, right now it is actually 1-0 Arsenal over Bayern Munich over at the Emirates Stadium. That's 53 minutes in. A 20th minute goal by Theo Walcott. But realistically, Momo, this is just a consolation game. Bayern Munich, they're just relaxed. They know they're through to the next round. No way not. No way Arsenal could actually put three past Bayern Munich again in about 35 minutes time?
They could put three past Bayern Munich in the next 35 minutes. It wouldn't do nothing because it'd be 5-4 Bayern on aggregate. So get to
it's
ask your Arsenal.
5-2 in aggregate now.
Oh, yeah, they beat 5-1, didn't they? Sorry. Yeah, that's not going to happen because, as we all know, when the draw gets made, even the day before the draw, Bayern were already trolling Arsenal. And then as soon as the draw was made, Bayern trolled Arsenal again with the bus home back to London. Because as we all know, Arsenal, this is for you, Powers. You delete me on Facebook, you can take the banner, but Powers, Arsenal suck.
Well, really quick, let's stick to Arsenal really quick, Momo, and let's put our generalism task for just a second and put fandom away and obviously personal feuds away. But as we know, there's
Lauren Koscielny, professional foul sent off for Arsenal, and it's 1-1. Lewandowski a penalty. You heard it here first. Lewandowski, 55 minutes penalty. Arsenal 1, Bayern Munich 1.
Oh, there you go. So that basically tells you right there. It is done and dusted now.
Bye-bye, Arsenal.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
But really quick, let's go ahead and stick to Arsenal really quick. As we know, fifth consecutive time that Arsenal are about to get knocked out in the round of 16 of the UEFA Champions League. Already three times. Will be three times now by the German champions, Bayern Munich. Now, as we know, there has been a rift in Arsenal, Momo, between one Alexis Sanchez and Arsene Wenger. Although in yesterday's press conference, Arsene Wenger has denied and reports that Alexis Sanchez and him have absolutely no rift. And as we all know, Alexis Sanchez was benched in the game against Liverpool on Sunday at Anfield. Is this the final time that we're going to see Arsene Wenger sporting the Arsenal colors in the UEFA Champions League and even in the Premier League for that sake, or will Alexis Sanchez be gone out of the Emirates Stadium at the end of the season?
Sanchez is away. Simple as that. I'll put money on it right now. If I had a house, I'd put my house on it. If I had a mortgage for a house, I'd put my mortgage on it. In fact, you know what? I'll put a tenner on it right now. I'm going to go to the bookies tomorrow. I'm like, tenor says, Mr. Bookie, give me the odds. Sanchez will not be at Arsenal come August, whatever the date is, the season starts next year. I guarantee you, heard it here first, Sanchez is out. Well, that's where he's going, I don't know, but he's gone.
So that means you implied that Arsene Wenger will also get a contract extension at Arsenal because, as we know, they are the most complacent team in the Premier League.
And they're going to finish fourth place as per usual.
I don't think they're going to finish fourth, to be honest with you. And we'll stick to that in a minute when we talk about the Premier League. But I don't happen to think that Arsenal are going to finish top four. I'm sorry. I just don't see that. But we'll talk about that in just a minute. But my question is to you is Arsene Wenger signing an extension with Arsenal?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Momo says yes. Also, really quick about Alexis Sanchez, transfer rumors have already started to turn as and apparently it is PSG leading the race for the signing of Alexis Sanchez or Inter Milan are also inside the race. But once again, that's still extremely early. Those are just rumor mills. But let's go ahead and stake. Oh, it's 2-1 Real Madrid now. It is 2-1 Real Madrid in the 57th minute. And guess what? Once again, Momo, Sergio Ramos out of a set piece. And the only way that Real Madrid can score is through Sergio Ramos and the UEFA Champions League.
Are you trying to upset me?
I'm sorry, dude. I mean, I do. Oh my God. And then there's a guy smoking in the middle of the stands. I didn't know you can smoke in the middle of the stands. Thought it was a no smoking ground. A dude literally has a cigarette as soon as they score and lit it up in the middle of the stands, Momo.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I'm not entirely clear on the laws over there, but apparently you can. Maybe you can't.
That's crazy. But anyway, I aside from that, it is now Real Madrid 2, Napoli 1. I'll be honest with you. Napoli do not deserve this. So if you can, go back and watch the first half highlights. You'll see that Napoli have dominated in possession, have dominated in shots on goal. Cristiano Ronaldo, Bale, and Benzema are playing up to the full potential. I think only Real Madrid have only had 3 shots on target. These 2 goals by Sergio Ramos and one of them by Cristiano Ronaldo earlier in the first half. With that being said, Real Madrid will look. They are going to go through to the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals, as well as Bayern Munich. But let's stick to the UEFA Champions League really quick. Momo, let's give some predictions. Let's start off with tomorrow's games. Borussia Dortmund down 1-0 on aggregate. They do go to the Signal Iduna Park, and they will face Portuguese champions Benfica. How do you see that game going tomorrow, Momo?
There's only one way that's going to go, and it's not Benfica's way. Dortmund will be far too strong at home, far too strong. So, yeah, Benfica, you know, they might have the lead, like you say there, man, but it's not happening. Borussia is way too strong at home.
So you're going with Borussia. So can you give us a scoreline? Who's going to happen? Or
What's the aggregate time, sorry?
It's only 1-0.
1-0 to Benfica, yeah?
Yeah.
3-0 on the night, so 3-1 I can get.
So 3-1 on aggregate. I'm going to go with the Borussia Dortmund win as well. I'm going to go with 3-1 victors, and it's going to finish 3-2 on aggregate. And the reason why is because Borussia Dortmund do concede a lot of goals. They're obviously their backline defense, especially their center backs and Mark Bartra and Papudo Socrates as well. It's just not there how it was obviously when Mats Hummels used to be the captain and the number one center back for Borussia Dortmund. However, they do have great wing right wing and left wing in Lukas Piszczek as well as Marcel Schmelzer, but still not enough really. All right, well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize. We actually lost signal here in the studio. But as I was saying really quick, when it comes to Borussia Dortmund, that center back core isn't what it used to be when Mats Hummels was there. They do concede a lot of goals. I still think it's going to be a 3-1 win for Borussia Dortmund, 3-2 on aggregate. I think that away goal will probably be useless for Benfica and just a consolation goal. The next game over at the Nou Camp will be Barcelona. They look to come back from a 4-0 deficit, as we know, against Paris Saint-Germain, the French champions. If there's one team that can do it, it's definitely Barcelona. They have been shredding in La Liga. They are now once again reclaimed the top spot over in La Liga. However, 4-0, Bomo, it seems it's a little bit too far of a stretch, even for the quality that Barcelona has.
As much as I love Barcelona, it's not happening. It is not. As much as I cannot see past Barcelona's brilliance, it's not happening. They might win 3-1. Hell, they might even win 4-1. I mean, it's Barcelona. They're capable of anything, but come back 4-0 down. Nah, it's not happening. I'm sorry.
So how do you see that? So how do you see that game going through then, man?
2-1 Barcelona.
You're going 2-1 Barcelona. I'm going to go 2-1 Barcelona as well. I think Messi will definitely have a good showing. I think Neymar will. I think the MSN are going to have a hell of a tie. However, I think PSG, they're going to go to the new camp. They know that the only thing they have to do is really just defend, because that's all they have to do. And don't be surprised if they play Chelsea-esque style football. But with a 4-0 deficit in aggregate, it seems like it's really done and dusted for Paris Saint-Germain. So let's continue on now for next Tuesday's games. If we don't come back on the air, we have Juventus against Porto. That game at the moment, I think it is 2-1 on aggregate for Juventus. How do you see that tie coming along, Momo? They are, by the way, really quick, they are at Turin Stadium.
Juventus.
You're going with Juventus?
Juventus. I mean, they're not as good as they were 2 seasons ago when they got the Champions League final, but they're still strong. So I think Juve will get through.
Oh, they are a very strong side. I definitely have enjoyed what I've seen out of Juventus this season. However, I agree. I mean, I think there's no reason why Juventus shouldn't go through, especially being Juventus, right? So, and being at home. So I'm going to go with a 3-0 victory for Juventus over Porto. And then finally, the other game that I'm very intrigued in, 2-1 victors over the Stadio Sanchez Pizjuan. Sevilla defeated Leicester City 2-1. They're now back at the King Power Stadium. Momo, how do you see this game? Remember, it's been two games now since Craig Shakespeare has taken over Leicester, and they have been victorious.
I'm going to say it.
You're going with Leicester, aren't you?
And they're going to sneak it. I don't know why. I don't know how. Because it's the most ridiculous thing ever for them even possibly sneak this. But they're going to do it. They're going to win like 1-0 or 3-2. No, not 3-2. That'd be away goals. They're going to win by enough to get through. And it's going to be like, what?
So it'd probably be like a 1-0 victory for
I'm going to go 1-0 Leicester for their away goals. Sneak through by the skin of your teeth in the back door. You shouldn't be there, but you are, Root.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the Sevilla win, especially of what happened over the week. Not over the weekend, but yesterday, actually. They went over and faced Alaves, relegation threat Alaves. They did not play very well, did Sevilla. However, Sevilla are a fantastic side. Jorge Sampaoli, as we know, one of the candidates to take over the Barcelona's job when it does become available at the end of the season. I'm going to go with Sevilla. I'm going to go with a 2-1 victory for Sevilla. I think Leicester, yes, even though they defeat Liverpool 2 weeks ago, and then they come back and beat Hull last weekend, and they do look a little bit more revived under Shakespeare. I don't believe that they have enough. They're not strong enough for them to be able to beat Sevilla.
I see where you're coming from, but the thing is, you've got to remember, it's Liverpool, and Liverpool, as good as they are, and this isn't my little bit of bias because I support Liverpool coming through. It's classic Liverpool, though. They get into positions of like potential greatness, and then they make a complete backside of it. Every time. This is why I'm the one Liverpool fan that will not sit there and go, this is our year, because it never bloody is.
Well, next Wednesday, now we have two great ties. Atletico Madrid will be facing Bayer Leverkusen over at the Vicente Calderon. They are up 4-2, if I'm not mistaken, on aggregate. Momo, who do you? I mean, I can't see nothing but an Atletico Madrid win in advancement over to the next round.
That's left the other way, man. I mean, I'm just checking my route. I'd see if I want. I kind of fancy watching that game next week. I'm just checking my route to see if more. Because I missed the first leg, and it sounded like a great game. I've seen the highlights of it. Well, that's quite a good game, actually. Bayern are good, but they're not what they were a few years ago when they were getting to the latter stages of competition.
Bayer Leverkusen this season, I'm sorry, have been absolutely dreadful. Dreadful in the German Bundesliga that they even had to sack their manager. Do they have a talented side? Yes, they do. They sit right now 10th in the league over in the German league. They are 2 points behind Borussia Mönchengladbach. They are 13 points behind Borussia Dortmund, who are in third right now in the German Bundesliga. Bayer Leverkusen are a shell of what they were last season, and that's primarily also to Chicharito Hernandez, who has had a dip in form, and he didn't score for like I think he didn't score for like 2 or 3 months. But now he's starting to get his rhythm back. So we'll see. But still, they are at the Vicente Calderon. There's just no way that Atletico Madrid are going to lose to Bayer Leverkusen.
No way. I mean, anyone to go and beat Atleti there, it's got to be... it's got to be a Barcelona, a Real, or a Bayern. It's the only way I can see that happening right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And it's now 2-1 Bayern Munich, by the way. Arjen Robben in the 67th minute is 7-2 in aggregate. It is 7-2 in aggregate now. That game is more than done and dusted. It's just really rubbing the face of Arsenal. It's just really rubbing the face of Arsenal. Huh?
That is glorious.
Yeah, well... Goodbye to Arsenal. And then finally, at the Stade Louis II, the probably what was the game of the knockout stages so far, Manchester City travel over to Monaco. Man City right now are 5-3 up on aggregate. However, Monaco are no pushovers. They are leading right now in league on 3 points ahead of PSG. Doesn't seem to be losing any rhythm over at league on. To me, champions elect, to be honest with you, because I think if PSG, and it's almost 99% sure they're going to get over the hump against Barcelona, I think they're going to go ahead and focus on a Champions League run. It's what really they're trying to strive for, and it leaves the door open for a Monaco title win. I'm going to go out on a limb that Monaco says they no longer have to play PSG. They no longer have to play Marseille. I honestly think that from here to the end of the season, they are going to win the league title. They're not going to drop any points. I'm going to go with Monaco winning league on. And on this tie, it scares the hell out of me, Momo. It scares me because even though Manchester City right now does have a 2-goal lead on aggregate against Monaco, Pep Guardiola did say, he did say that they have to go there and score in the Stade Louis II. If they don't, they are out. And I cannot agree more than what Pep Guardiola has said. I'm going to go with a Monaco win. I'm going to go with 2-1. Monaco does win, but Manchester City go through based on the fact that they'll be winning that tie 7-5, Momo. How you have this game going next month?
I'm gonna go with a 2-2 draw.
So you think Manchester City? Oh, I mean, I can't say Manchester City do have possibly the best attack in the Premier League. Let's be honest, the best attack. I'm not saying the best all around team, but the best attack. When you have Sergio Aguero, you have Raheem Sterling, who has been revived under Pep Guardiola. You have Leroy Sané. I don't know if you watched Leroy Sané play lately, Momo, but that kid is damn good for 20 years old. You have Kevin De Bruyne. When Gabriel Jesus comes back from injury, he is absolutely fantastic. David Silva. I've already named you 7 players over on that Manchester City side who are nothing but attack. So they definitely do have the best attack in the Premier League.
Oh, yeah. It goes like saying. I mean... Just even 2 players is all you've got to name there to say they've got the best attack, because look at the way Jesus has adapted. He's 19 year old.
And
he scored like, what, 12
goals? And so is Leroy Sané. And so has Leroy Sané.
Yeah, young as well. Jesus. Huh? Is he that young as well?
Leroy Sané, he's only 20.
Jesus Christ. That's ridiculous. So, yeah, like Aguero goes, that's not good, but you've got Sané.
He won't go.
No, I don't think he'll go there, but I'm saying, yo, just hypothetically, he goes in the season, right? Yeah, that's not good for you guys, but then you've got Jesus, who's 19 and scoring goals. You've got Sané, who's 19 and scoring goals. You've got De Bruyne, who's amazing.
24. You've got... Scores goals.
Exactly.
Raheem Sterling, 22, who's revived under Pep Guardiola. David Silva, who is a little magician.
So even if you did lose Silva... I mean, wow, you've got a plethora of talent sitting there that will cover his goals, no problem at all. But he's not going, I don't think, so yeah, there's that.
And I mean, there's no way that Pep Guardiola would... I mean, I honestly do believe that if Pep Guardiola were to sell Sergio Aguero, I think all of Manchester City supporters will come down on Pep Guardiola, because there's no way that they're taking away our Sergio Aguero. But back to the game at hand, though, Momo. Monaco versus Man City, you're going to go with a 2-2 draw. So you say Man City go through then?
Oh God, yeah.
Okay, but don't sleep on Monaco. They scare the hell out of me, man, and they should scare the hell out of a lot of teams over, around them in Ligue 1.
The first game, because like, what's the average? Is it 5-3 aggregate?
It was 5-3 in aggregate, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, 2-2, because I mean, You guys were like, what, 3-1 down and dead and buried? And then came back.
Did we go 3-1 down? Yeah, we did go 3-1 down.
Yeah, right. I mean, and I said to you in the group, I said, that's it, you guys have had it, you're out, you're gone. Mm-hmm. And you and Ben and Rick and Alex all agreed to me. I was like, yeah, that's it. Monaco just...
And if Radamel Falcao would have scored that penalty, that's it. That's it. It's over.
Oh, yeah, that'd be 4-1. There'd be no way back. You had to sit back with damage limitation. You'd never have got the 4 goals you got. But you didn't, and you did. You're 2 up, 2 goals to the good up. But, you know, if you score first, you'll win. If you don't score first, you'll draw. You'll get through. I just don't know how. I'm not sure how you'll get through. But that's my prediction. If you score first, you'll win the match. If you don't score first, you will draw. But you'll still go through.
All right. Really quick, the Europa League. I know that is the red-headed stepchild of the Champions League. But really quick,
I'm red-headed. Then you start. We're the master race of Ginger. Then you start.
Really quick, Momo. Let's go. I just some of these notable games over in the Europa League. A lot of the potential finalists are actually facing each other in this round of 16 in the UEFA Europa League. Really quick, Momo. Obviously, the match that stands off, Rostov against Manchester United. They do travel over to Russia. The first leg is this Thursday. How do you see that game going for Man United?
It has to be tight because Man United, they're not. I mean, like every slug off Man United has been crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not that bad. It's just they're not getting the results they should be getting. And plus, I mean, as much as I love to take the mick at them for being six, as we keep doing in the group and on Facebook, I mean, to be fair, it's only because other results aren't going their way. Because you look at the Premier League table, they're only 4 points off third or something like that. So it's really tight. It's just they need the one result to swing in their favour to go back in that top four and be above sixth place. That's all it is. But back to the question at hand. Rostov's a hard place to go. I mean, I'm not going to say they're dark horses, but they are dark horses. They're not a bad side, and they've pulled out some pretty good results. So, I mean, whilst I wouldn't tout them as potential winners, you know, this is dangerous. Man United would do well to come away with a draw.
So you're going to say it's a draw in this match. What about overall and aggregate? Because, I mean, once they go to Old Trafford, I don't think Rostov has anything, and I'm Man United.
No, I think they'll sneak it. I think they'll sneak it at Old Trafford. Well, I mean, maybe sneak's the wrong word, but they'll get through. But to what extent they go through, whether it's just a walkover victory or it's like, oh, that was tight, needs to be better, I don't know. But Man United will go through.
Yeah, I think Manchester United, they're definitely going to have a tough time over, excuse me, over in Russia on Thursday. And then they have a grueling, as we know, quarterfinal match against Chelsea at the FA Cup on Monday. So that travel schedule for Man United is not going to be good. Because listen to this. They go to Russia on Thursday. They have to come back to England. I'm guessing they would have to come back, what, Friday? Because by the time the game is over, it's probably going to be like 10 at night over at Russia. Unless they have a charter and just takes them straight over to London. But then that lag, it's just going to be insane. And then they have to face Chelsea away from home at Stamford Bridge. And then 3 days later, they once again face Rostov in the Europa League. Just because of that travel alone in Russia, now I'm still not going to say Manchester United are going to lose, but I think they'll lose the first leg. I think Rostov will sneak a 2-1 victory or a 3-2, something around those lines, or a 1-0. And then finally, when they come back over to Old Trafford, I think Manchester United should quickly dispose of Rostov. Remember, Rostov team who were drawn with Bayern Munich in the same group stage and Atletico Madrid. And they were able to beat Bayern Munich away from, at home. I don't know if you remember that. I think those were the only points that they got, but they did beat Bayern Munich. So anything's possible. And I'm sorry, Manchester United is no Bayern Munich. Let's just be honest.
God,
no Bayern Munich.
God, I don't remember that. I believe you, but I don't remember that. That's interesting, though. Going on that, I'm going to say Rostov are going to win the first leg.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm saying Rostov wins. And also because of the travel schedule that Man United is going to have. But still, I think when they come back to Old Trafford, I think it'll be too much for Rostov. Olympiacos versus Besiktas, Momo. It's tough to call. I'm just going to say Besiktas. I'm going to say Besiktas wins the tie, man.
Don't know. It's one of those unknown quantities because Greek football isn't very good because Olympiacos...
Huh? And Turkish football's not that good either.
Oh no, I'm getting to that as well. I mean, you know, like Olympiacos won like 15 out of the last 17 titles, something like that. And like Turkish football,
it's 3-1 Bayern, by the way.
Well, you know, you don't hear much about Turkish football teams unless it's like there's sort of like any riots, which is bad. But you know,
yeah, I think our buddy Raj
and like and they don't.
I was gonna say really quick. Yeah, was saying that he hopes these two of these teams just go away because their fans absolutely suck, and I agree with them though. I agree with them on that standpoint.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, all you see for these Greek teams and these Turkish teams sometimes is just riot, and it's just like, ugh, no interest in that.
All right, so let's continue on. Schalke versus Borussia Mönchengladbach. Now, let me tell you really quick on this game. It is a whole German Bundesliga tie. Right now, Schalke are 13th at the moment in the Bundesliga, 27 points. Borussia Mönchengladbach in 9th with 32. Obviously, both teams are not having the best of spells in the Bundesliga this season. Borussia Mönchengladbach last season actually got kicked out of the UEFA Champions League and actually were fourth. This time around, they would have been make it third and go into the UEFA Europa League. I'm going to say just based on form, I am going to go with Schalke. Let me tell you the reason why, Bomo. Even though right now they're 13th in the league right now in the Bundesliga, last Saturday, Borussia Mönchengladbach were able to defeat them 4-2 over at Borussia Park, right? However, before that, Schalke lost to Bayern Munich. They did draw with Hoffenheim. They did draw with PAOK over in the Europa League. They do draw with Cologne. But I just think Schalke, they have a really good team, man. They have a good team that hasn't been able to gel. I think they're going to be taking the UEFA Europa League seriously. They're definitely a team that can contend. And there's just something about Schalke. You know, there's just something about Schalke that in European competitions, if you recall, by the way, Jesus. I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It is 4-1 Bayern Munich.
That's hilarious. That is up. Right. You know
the
what?
The trolls will be out in about, I don't know, Momo. No, we'll probably close in about a half an hour. But, oh, I am going to be trolling over on Facebook.
I am doing it right now. As I talk to you, I am typing Arsenal Bayern memes on Google, and I am going to flood Fox Football with as many as I can find.
Anyway, really quick. So like I was saying, if you recall, Schalke also, I think it was like two or three seasons ago, they defeated Real Madrid. In fact, it was a hell of a game at the Santiago Bernabeu. So there's just something about European competitions about Schalke. I think Borussia Mönchengladbach, they would love to get back to those Europa League spots if they can, by the way of the league. And I think it can be done for Borussia Mönchengladbach. They are only 5 points behind Hertha Berlin, who right now will take that Europa League spot. I'm going to go with Schalke, Momo. I'm just going out of limit. I'm just going to go with Schalke, dude.
No, it's going to be our German team.
You're going to go with a German team, huh? Which, by the way, if everyone knows, we actually talked about it on this show during the group stages. Celtic, they didn't know how to spell Gladbach or Borussia Mönchengladbach. So instead it said, oh, it's a hell of it. It's just name a German team. And Borussia Mönchengladbach on Twitter, changed their Twitter handle to a German team. You gotta love Borussia Mönchengladbach, man.
I love them. They are a German team, and because some idiot in Glasgow couldn't spell their name properly, they just took it upon themselves to become a German team. And it was a German team 3, Celtic 1 or something like that, and I was like, yes, get up, you Celtic.
Borussia Mönchengladbach, at the moment, they are the underdogs, but that's because they are playing over in Schalke when they come back over to Borussia Park for the second leg next week. I'm sure they'll be the favorites. But Momo's going with Borussia Mönchengladbach, or a.k.a. a German team. I'm just going to go with Schalke based on what I've seen in European competitions. And by the way, I feel horrible saying that because I'm a Borussia Dortmund fan, and that's like our local rival, and I'm picking the rival to go through in that tie. And let me see if there's anything before we actually get into the leagues really quick, Momo, if there's anything else in the Europa League. Lyon versus Roma. Another hell of a tie.
Yeah,
Lyon versus Roma. Crap. Who you got there?
I don't actually know because it's just so difficult to call because it's a huge tie in my opinion. I mean, Also, there are two cracking teams, and it's just like, well, I don't know. I think Roma might sneak through, but Lyon are going quite well. And also, just while we're here in Europa League, just after you make your prediction, I think you've forgotten to mention Copenhagen and Ajax. I mean, obviously, Copenhagen aren't world beaters, but Ajax, dangerous team. So, you know, Ajax could be potential winners as well.
We'll see. Excuse me. But who you got, though, for Roma versus Lyon, though?
Roma.
I'm going to go with Roma. I'm also going to go with Roma as well. Lyon right now, they're fourth. They are fourth right now in league on Roma. They did get battered by Napoli over the weekend, but Roma just have a lot going on right now in attack. Also defensively, they're a very well-tied unit. I'm going to go with Roma over the space of two legs. And Momo already started with the memes over at Flock Football. Everyone get over there to Flock Football, because right now everyone's getting roasted, whoever is an Arsenal fan.
You like that? Do you like it?
Oh god, that is absolutely fantastic. But really quick, Momo, let's go into the leagues, and then we'll make this short and get out of here pretty soon, because I know you got the missus over at the house, and I'm also doing some couple of chores here around my house. So really quick, let's start off with La Liga. As we know, Barcelona did overtake once again the league, the pole position in the league. And we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and we thought, well, Real Madrid are going to win away with the league title. You said it earlier when we thought that Napoli probably could go through. And then as we started this podcast, Napoli did obviously go through and put two past Napoli. But really quick, Momo, Real Madrid, as you said, they did lose points against Valencia in one of their games at hand. Also almost dropped points as well against Las Palmas last weekend. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's 5-1 Bayern Munich. 5-1 Bayern Munich. It is 10-2 on aggregate.
Oh, my God, that's ridiculous.
On aggregate. Wow.
I just want to take back what I said earlier. Arsene Wenger will not be signing a new contract, because you do not get bummed 10 feet around by anyone and get a new contract.
Although, to be fair, on a perfectly timed run by Vidal. Wow, by Arturo Vidal. But anyway, really quick, we're getting away from topic. I know this is hilarious, but this is the reason why I like to win podcasts during games, because we get distracted by this thing. But this was the only time that we could record. So back to the topic at hand. Barcelona top of the league table, because Real Madrid did lose points against Valencia. They also lost points against Las Palmas. Las Palmas should have won that game, but they let it go within the last 5 minutes. They still have a game at hand against Celta Vigo. What do you think, Momo? Are Barcelona now the favorites to win La Liga?
Yes. Why? Because although Real have a game in hand, they're getting too much of that green. Like Las Palmas last week, that was really lucky. I mean, they were 3-1 down, they're down to 10 men, and they still scraped out a 3-3 draw. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, okay, they do have some of the best players. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think Barcelona will win the... I was going to say the return leg, but that's not the right terminology. Mm-hmm. But the return fixture, sorry. I believe at the new camp, or am I wrong, is it the Bernabeu when they play again in El Clasico? Wait, wherever it is.
They are at the Bernabeu.
Bernabeu. I think Barcelona will win that, and that will go on to cement the position again as champions of La Liga.
The memes continue. Please tell me it's six.
Please tell me it's six. Please tell me it's six. Is that why you're laughing?
No. I'm just laughing at the memes. The memes that Momo are posting on Flock Football.
I told you I was looking.
But anyway, yeah, I think, yeah, obviously Real Madrid does have Barcelona do control their destiny. They control their destiny because all they have to do, realistically, even if Celta Vigo, even if Real Madrid do beat Celta Vigo in the league, they'll be 1 point ahead of Barcelona. Barcelona just wins out through here all the way through the El Clásico, right? And Barcelona drew against Real Madrid, they would still be on top because the head-to-head would be the same, right? Because as we know in La Liga, it's all about head-to-head and not goal differential. Well, the head-to-head would be the same because we know that what happened at the Nou Camp last year, it was, I think, was it 1-1 or 2-2? It was 1-1, if I'm not mistaken, between Barcelona and Real Madrid. So if they were to draw again 0-0 or 1-1, the head-to-head will be the same. So that means point differential this time around will be bigger now for Barcelona than Real Madrid. So Barcelona do control their destiny. I'll be honest with you, man. I think Barcelona, this is their league to lose now. Real Madrid dropped already way too many points. Inconsistent. And I'll be honest with you, man. This Real Madrid team, all season long, even though they went on a 40-game unbeaten streak from the end of last season till, what, December, where the was it December or just here now in January, where the loss to Sevilla over the Sanchez Pizjuan one. I'll be honest with you. I just don't like Real Madrid. I think the BBC, they play better when the BBC are not playing. In fact, they even talked about it on BN Sports earlier today in one of the shows that I watch over here called The Locker Room, that when the BBC play, they're not the same. They're just not. So then you have these supporting characters like Lucas Vasquez when he comes in after the bench, who gives a lift to Real Madrid. James Rodriguez, who has had a fantastic run earlier. He's still playing on the bench for Zinedine Zidane. He's playing fantastic football. Also, Casemiro when he comes in, Kovacic when he comes in. Then you have Luka Modric, Toni Kroos. So realistically, what Real Madrid do have is that midfield. Ronaldo, Benzema, and Bale. Yes, I know Bale was injured. I'm going to give him that. I think Gareth Bale, he gets a pass because he was injured. But Benzema and Ronaldo, they haven't had the greatest seasons this year around, Momo. So I think Barcelona, it is their league to win. It is their league to lose because they're the ones that control that control their destiny. Sevilla, another one that's also 3 points behind Real Madrid. I'm still not gonna. I don't think Sevilla has enough. I think they're running out of gas, Momo, especially after what I saw yesterday against Alaves. And then if they lose to Leicester City, which you're predicting now that Leicester are gonna beat Sevilla, that means that's signs of them running out of gas, and they better be careful because if they run out of gas way too quickly, then you have Atletico Madrid right behind them, 7 points behind. Atletico is a very strong side. Sevilla, they're there. If they want to keep hold of that Champions League spot, that direct qualification, they better be careful, Momo. Other than that, Valencia, though, really quick. We always make fun of Valencia on this show because they are a prestigious side in Spain. But guess what, Momo? Yeah. They're now in 13 points, 29 points. Three behind Las Palmas, and actually 6 points behind the top 10, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be fair. I mean, my early preseason near weekly, when we were on the air weekly for busy season and things got on the road, trolling of Valencia has came in quite royally, bitten me on the arse. I mean, they beat Real Madrid, they've beaten other teams, and they just seem to be just going great guns right now. I mean, it's flipped up at the weekend, I believe, but
it's fine.
Like you say, man, hey, they're 13th place. Like, they're sitting, wait a minute, I'm trying to find the Spanish league table here. Here we go. Valencia, okay, they got pumped by Atleti at the weekend, but that's Atleti, okay, you know, that's okay, that's fine, that's Atleti. But compared to when last talked about them, they were sitting like 17th. But now they're...
Exactly.
They're 10 points clear of the relegation zone. And, you know, even if that 10 points would disappear and they end up level with Granada, so Granada up to 29, the rest teams overtook them, they're still 19 goals better off than Granada. So, you know, so I'm assuming on the head-to-head as well, if it was equal, comes out the goal difference, it'd still be ahead of Granada. So I think they're safe. So my pre-season, well, not pre-season, my sort of early season prediction of Valencia going down looks to be completely wrong. Still 12 games to go, but
yeah, I think Valencia will be fine. And I think Valencia will definitely focus over the transfer market now coming in the summer. I definitely would think that they want to get back to those top five, top six spots alongside with obviously usual three, Sevilla and Villarreal. They definitely would like to be in the top six conversation because they are a good side and they have a lot of prestige. They have won La Liga before. I think they've won the European the European Cup before as well, if I'm not mistaken. Not the Champions League. I'm talking about the European Cup. Also, I think they won the UEFA Cup a couple of times, Momo. So they're not a pushover team. They're actually a pretty good squad over in Spain. Really quick, in Germany, as we know, Bayern Munich still leading. They're 4 points, excuse me, 7 points ahead of Red Bull Leipzig and 13 points ahead of Borussia Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund, like I said last weekend, they have been playing. They play. They destroyed Bayer Leverkusen 6-2. They beat Freiburg the weekend before that. They beat Wolfsburg the weekend before that. I think Borussia Dortmund. I think they're picking up their pace. I think way too late in the season. As we know, Bayern Munich have already won the league title. Leipzig. Hopefully, they continue on with Leipzig's doing. I would like to see them in a Champions League spot. However, there have been reports out there, Momo, that if they qualify to the Champions League and Red Bull Salzburg from Austria qualify to the Champions League, that they may not let in Red Bull Leipzig into the UEFA Champions League. And do you know why?
Why is that? Come intrigue me.
The owner is the same. The owner is the same, and apparently it can only be one owner per competition in the Champions League.
Wow.
That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is, but those are reports that I have heard.
That's quite possibly true. By the way,
it's over in,
because of me listening so much and concentrating you looking at the website, it's 5-1 Bayern. It's 2-10 on aggregate. It is legitimately 5-1 again. Arturo Vidal, the second goal in 5 minutes. It is Arsenal 1, Bayern Munich 5. And just to make sure that we're aware that Arsenal might have a chance going through here, on aggregate, they've got a chance because there's about 2 minutes left. And so there's 3 minutes out of time left. So it's Arsenal 2, Bayern 10. So if Arsenal can score 8 goals, they'll go through on the away goal rules.
All right, stop trolling now. We got to finish this show, please.
It's finished.
It's been over. I'm watching them celebrate.
But I think the referee just felt sorry for them and said, yeah, we'll just make it 3 seconds because it's not fair that they're suffering again.
Oh, God. Arsenal TV tonight will be fun to watch. I'm sorry. We are journalists. I'm sorry. Listen, we got to talk about Serie A and the Premier League. Momo, enough. And then you got to talk about your Scottish football and we'll get out of here. Enough, all right? Italian Serie A, really quick, before I let you do your Scottish football corner, then we get into the Premier League. Juventus, dominating performance last weekend. They play AC Milan this week on Friday. Actually, I can't wait for that game. It is at 2:45 Eastern, 7:45 over in the UK. Juventus versus AC Milan. Right now, AC Milan are 7 points behind Napoli and for the UEFA Champions League spots, and only 3 points behind Lazio for UEFA Europa League berth. So Atalanta, Inter, and AC Milan all fighting for the UEFA Europa League.
4 places.
Huh?
The Italy not get 4 places in Champions League.
Oh, you're right. You are right. So they are 3 points ahead behind Lazio. Can the Rossoneri come back and make the UEFA Champions League, Momo? I happen to think they can. The youngest squad in Serie A. You know what? I'm not saying because I own a couple of AC Milan shirts. Yes, they were my Italian team when I was growing up. But you know what? I am an AC Milan fan. I'm going to go with Rossoneri going to the Champions League. I know Rick will probably be laughing if you're here right now.
Yeah, man, it's quite possible. I mean, the thing you've got to watch here is, right, I mean, okay, it's only a 3-point deficit between 7th and 4th, and only a 7-point deficit between 7th and 3rd, which is not much, even 7th and 9th, 9 points. I mean, that's only 9 points, which is nothing, but because there's such a tight mix of teams, I mean, you've got Roma, Napoli, Lazio, Atalanta, Inter, and AC occupying 2nd and 7th, that table will change 101 times in the next 11 weeks, and more so, because one result can see you go from, well, not right now it can't, but, you know, in 2 weeks' time, Roma could be sitting as low as, like, third. As low as...
Third. Fourth. In 2 weeks' time, they lose twice, you're saying. Roma lose twice.
Roma won twice, that's Lazio second.
They could be sitting as low as fifth.
Because Atalanta only got 52.
Right.
And Roma have got 9. So they could be
better. Right, if Atalanta wins 2.
They could be fifth. Yeah.
Right, that's what
Atalanta would be. But, you know, it could happen. Roma lose 3, Atlanta win 3, Roma are 5th.
I mean, I'm not going to – but I doubt that'll happen because Roma right now are very strong side in the Italian Serie A. But over the weekend, though, we do have Juventus, AC Milan. And then on Sunday, you have Inter-Atalanta. So, obviously, that game right there is crucial for that Europa League spot in the Champions League. And then you have Roma going against relegation-threatened Palermo and Napoli against relegation-threatened Crotone as well. So – it's a huge weekend for both Napoli, Roma, and Juventus potentially getting some spots. Excuse me, getting some points to break away from the top six. But I'm really hoping, even though it's in Turin, that AC Milan brings me some sort of result. Even a draw will be sufficient enough for me and AC Milan. But really quick, Momo, we have roughly about 15 minutes left on the show because I wanted to let you do what you need to do. So really quick, Scottish football. Any have anything for us when it comes to Scottish football?
Rangers are still managerless. We have been heavily linked with, now don't quote me here, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name properly, Pedro Caxinha. He's currently a manager of Al somebody in Qatar. He said this week, I can't remember their second name, it's not Al Ali because they're Egyptian, I think.
Ali and Saudi Arabia.
Is that okay? Sorry, Saudi Arabia, not Egypt. Sorry, it's Al somebody in Qatar anyway. He's apparently said he's willing to pay £300,000 out of his own pocket to become Rangers manager. And he's supposedly going to be in Glasgow in the next 40 hours for talks. Whether or not this is true, I don't know. We've also missed out on our top target for the extra football, Ross Wilson from Southampton, apparently. So that's Rangers for you. We won 6-0 in the Scottish Cup at the weekend. Happy days. Then drew Celtic in the semi-final. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Celtic have still, in the league, won every single game since we last discussed this. The league will be over officially, mathematically, in 2 weeks, I believe, which is no surprise because Celtic are 33 ahead of us and we're in third, so that says it all. Going down the league, Cali are still bottom. Ha-ha, get up, yeah, I hate Cali. It's Inverness for everyone to know. Down to League 2, my boys, Elgin, we had a game in hand. We lost it after Forfar slipped up twice. We drew on Saturday against 10 men. We should have won. We denied a Stonewall penalty. Forfar slipped up again. We're still third. We're 4 points behind our bros, who drew on Saturday in second. But Forfar's deficit at the top is now down from 15 to 10. We can still win the league because we've got one game in hand, which makes it 7 points. Win on Saturday, and Forfar lose. That's 4 points. Beat Forfar in 2 weeks. That's 1 point. Forfar slipped up again. Our bros slipped up twice. Elgin's top of the league. Champions. You won't hear from me for a month. I'll be in the pub getting drunk. But it's an outside shot. Big, big outside shot for us to win the league. I think our growth, the way they're going right now, might sneak it. But we will get playoffs. I guarantee you the playoffs.
All right. I know we have a majority of American listeners, and I'm sorry, Momo, to put you through this really quick. Really quick. I promise that I'll be brief.
Don't be there.
Major League Soccer did resume over the weekend.
No, you just made it. You've made your yeah, big well, mistake there.
Oh, well.
You've made the list of Momo.
As Momo likes to call it, Major League Football. I have to say it really quick. The two new teams over in MLS. Minnesota United and Atlanta United. They make the respective debuts. Atlanta lost to the Red Bulls, and Minnesota United also lost. So really quick, obviously, that's really it for MLF because nothing else really happened except it's just the first week of the season. So I'm trying to get Alex to come into the show so he could talk about it because he does like MLF, but I have to say it because my higher ups on this network say we are based in America, so you have to talk at least a little bit about American football. So there you go. So anyway, we'll continue on. Premier League. The greatest league in the world, ladies and gentlemen, the Premier League, the English Premier League. I don't care what anyone says. Tomorrow night, Momo, even though there's UEFA Champions League, however, the fixture pile is piling up on Manchester City. They face Stoke City tomorrow at the Etihad Stadium. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff or 8 p.m. for you guys and not 2:45. The reason being because of UEFA Champions League, so UEFA leagues cannot kick off at the same time as the UEFA Champions League. Momo, how do you see this game going tomorrow? Man City versus Stoke with the first game at hand. If Man City win tomorrow, they will be now 2 points ahead of Tottenham and 8 points behind Chelsea.
Where's the game at?
It's at the Etihad.
Stoke, no, shut up. Man City, sorry. Not Stoke, because it's not a cold Tuesday night in Stoke, so it's Man City.
Yeah, I'm going with Man City as well. I mean, even though Stoke, once again, we've talked about them, they always just remain between the 9th and 10th spot. I mean, that's all really Stoke are for. If Stoke were to win tomorrow, it wouldn't change any places for them, because they would be at 38 points. Still two behind West Brom. However, they will increase the gap on Southampton by 5. And if Stoke tomorrow will be the only team in the Premier League to have a game over the fact than the other clubs, because as we know, they've been eliminated from the FA Cup. Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man United, and Tottenham will have games that are going to be at hand again after this weekend, based on the fact that they're going to be playing the FA Cup this weekend. But really quick, over the weekend in the Premier League, Chelsea continued to dominate in performance over West Ham. Fantastic game of football yesterday by Chelsea. Definitely my champions elect. Tottenham as well. Harry Kane playing football out of their mind. They defeated Everton 3-2. Pep Guardiola's Manchester City were putting a really good clinic on Sunderland. Sunderland fought hard, played well, but just David Silva and Sergio Aguero were way too much for the Black Cats that are still sitting 20th over in the Premier League. a couple of other games really quick before I let you go getting in there. It was a thriller over at the Vitality State. At the Vicarage Road, where Southampton defeated Watford 4-3. Stoke defeated Middlesbrough, Stoke City FC Stadium 2-2. Leicester, second game in which Shakespeare as their interim manager, defeated Hull City 3-1 at the King Power Stadium. Crystal Palace, they're finally out of the relegation zone. They're 1 point ahead of the relegation. They defeated West Bromwich Albion over at the Hawthorns 2-2. Swansea and Burnley, another thriller game though, Momo, over in the Premier League. It finished 3-2 in the Liberty for the Swans, even though it was 2-1 at one point. Burnley were leading. And then Manchester United, and we'll talk about this in just a second. They were held in a 1-1 draw against Bournemouth. And then finally Liverpool putting a clinic 3-1 on Arsene Wenger's 10-2 losers on aggregate Arsenal, Momo.
Have you just seen Jenna's comment?
I had to put that comment. Now I haven't said it. So anyway, your thoughts over the weekend and the Premier League, Momo?
Yeah, it was quite an interesting weekend. I mean, Liverpool unsurprisingly beat Arsenal because they've got a fantastic record against the top six and a bloody awful record against everybody else in the Premier League. Surprise, surprise. Let's try to see, because my app is being a pain. Here we go. Saturday, Premier League. Yeah, Man United, Bournemouth. I knew that was going to be a draw because I put it on my coupon, and golden rule, you don't put early kickoffs on your coupon. Did I look at my coupon properly? No, I didn't. It was pointing at me as an early kickoff, and I said, I'll bet you any money it's a draw, and sure enough, it's a bloody draw. Raging. Stoke beating Burnley was no surprise. Swansea beating Burnley, that was a surprise, because Swansea, although they've come into their own again a little bit recently, they're still not a good side, and Burnley are strong, but away from home, they're garbage. Absolute belter of a game down, like you said, at Vicarage Road 3, Watford 3, Southampton 4. Cracking game for neutral, and, you know, even though I support Liverpool, you know, my affiliation isn't as strong for them as it is for Elgin and Rangers. I do love watching Premier League football, so that'd be a cracking game. Palace winning away to West Brom, a little bit of a shock, but also not so much of a shock as well, because they are fighting for the lives down at the wrong end of the table, so you could have seen that coming. Like I said, Liverpool beating Arsenal, no surprise, because Arsenal do tend to get beat by teams in the top six. On Sunday, Spurs 3, Everton 2.
And they also get the tendency of getting knocked out 10-2 every single year by Bayern Munich. Thank you, Jenna, for that comment. It was great.
Boom. Yes. Thank you, Jenna, there for that one. That was a cracker. Spurs 3, Everton 2 on Sunday. I said that was a banana skin because a friend of mine at work supports Spurs, but they managed to grind out the win in the end. And unsurprisingly, Sunderland 0, Man City 2 on Sunday afternoon, later in the day that on Sunday there. Only surprise there being that it wasn't more for City because Sunderland are garbage.
They defended well, though. Gotta give it to Sunderland.
Did they?
They play a good game. If they always, the thing is that going to the stadium alight, it's either tricky or they just plain out suck, you know? And I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. I think this is the year finally Sunderland to go down, though. And I think it's finally time, dude. And I think it will do Sunderland so well one year in the championship. Because that pressure that they have every single year to stay up, it mounts up to them. And I think finally the fourth year is the charm. And they're out. I think they're just out, Momo.
It's long, long, long overdue they go down. I mean, for the last, 3 years, they have, scraped it. Like, four, really. Last 4 years, they've scraped it. Wow. Well, you know, this year, they've got to go down, man. They've got to. There's no way they can pull out their backside again with, by a couple of points.
Yeah.
No way in hell. If they do, well, I'll hold my hand up say I was wrong, but I can't see it this time.
All right. Really quick before we go ahead and get out of here. Oh, by the way, you didn't say nothing about Chelsea. Just another great performance by Chelsea, huh? Chelsea are just way too good, man.
Oh, of course. That was last, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. They're way too good. Way, 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 way too good. They're the league's open.
Really quick in the English Championship, a couple of the fixtures that happened earlier today. Reading and Newcastle right now, they're already in the 90th minute. Newcastle being held by Reading in a 0-0 draw. Huddersfield defeated Aston Villa 1-0. QPR 2-1 over Barnsley. Forest losing to Brentford 3-2. Brighton and Hove Albion are finally... It seems that they're trying to lock in that spot to get into the Premier League. They defeated Rotherham 2-0. Sheffield Wednesday a 1-1 draw against Burnt Albion. Cardiff in a 1-1 draw against Blackburn. Fulham 1-1 draw against Leeds. Norwich in a 1-1 draw against Bristol. Preston North and also in a 1-0 draw against Derby County. Wigan defeated 1-0 against Birmingham City. And Ipswich Town in a 0-0 draw against Wolves. I was going to say Wolverhampton, but Wolves. For everyone that doesn't know who Wolverhampton is, which means the league table still stands the same, Momo. Except for Brighton. Brighton will now be at 74 points, 3 points behind Newcastle. But Leeds and Reading and Sheffield Wednesday all the draw, so that doesn't obviously take away from any of the league positions. I still think it's going to be Newcastle and Brighton to go up in the championship, Momo.
Totally agree. I can't see past either of them. I mean, everybody said Newcastle would fall away. My boss is a Blackburn man, so he's going to be he's at the game tonight because he goes to quite a lot of games, despite being 400 miles up the road. He's got a season ticket, so shout out to Stuart. You know, he won't be listening still. He said at the start of the season that Brighton and Huddersfield were the two teams that fall away from these positions, and unsurprisingly, Stuart's wrong. But his confidence in his team seems to be going well, because from the trolling I was giving him a few weeks ago to sitting on 27 points and guaranteed relegation, they're now 10 points better off and sitting 20th, which is quite upsetting because I can't win them at work tomorrow. Damn.
All right. And then just really quick, Momo, I just wanted to get this point out here. Copa Libertadores, which is the South American version of the UEFA Champions League, is back on again, starts tonight. Chapecoense, who obviously we're giving the Copa Sudamericana, which is the version of the CONMEBOL's Europa League, given by Atlético Nacional, as we know after the tragedy happened over in Colombia for the Brazilian club. They will be in action today. So it should definitely be huge for Chapecoense to be part of this club. We'll see how they play in this competition. I'll be honest with you, I don't give them any chance whatsoever, because I don't even know who they sign. I don't even know who played for them, but it's unfortunate what happened to them. But anyway, at the end of the day, Momo, they're playing Zulia. I don't know who Zulia is, by the way, but they're playing this club called Zulia. Flamengo are back into the competition. They will be playing San Lorenzo from Argentina. The strongest play, Independiente Santa Fe from Colombia. That's a Bolivian team against a Colombian team. And then we have, obviously, the reigning and defending CONMEBOL Copa Libertadores champions, Atlético Nacional, will play Barcelona of Ecuador. They do face off that next next Tuesday, March 14th. Independiente Medellin, who are Nacional's rivals from Colombia. They play River Plate. That'll be next Wednesday. Shout out to my buddy Juan, by the way. Huge River Plate fan. He will be going over to Medellin to watch them. And then, obviously, we have all the return legs. So, Copa Libertadores is back. If you're here in the U.S., you can watch it on Fox Deportes. But anyway, Momo, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Any final words before we go on and get out, man?
Banger in.
Wenger in. So, I honestly, if I were Arsene Wenger right now, I will go into that podium and said, I am done. He needs to finally, Momo. It's time for him to finally just hang it up.
You've got to just jack it in now. I mean, I've sent about 5 memes now to the group.
I'll look at them in a second. Momo, go ahead and your Twitter handle.
At OSWTVKev is my Twitter handle. It's just a little homage to a wrestling website I helped do, but I am not as active as I should be, but hit me up on there. Hit me up on Facebook and Flock Football. You'll find me arguing with Alex, like all his swapsies, because he likes MLF. Arguing with Hugo, because that's what we do. Taking the mick out of Power, because he supports Arsenal. And speaking general garbage. So that's me. That's it.
Don't forget also every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, BDSIR Networks powered by Fox Sports, 1340 a.m. We prepare the Solon Sports with Mike Knox and the crew. Also, tonight, don't forget to catch the Sports Authority and other stuff. And then, yeah, that's basically it. Go ahead and follow me at Rio Hugo Rueda over at the Twitter handle and at BDSIR No Foul Play for our show. So for Momo, see you hopefully in a couple of weeks. And for y'all, the listeners, we'll see y'all then. Wenger out, Momo. Wenger in or Wenger out?
Wenger in. Wenger in. Holy.
See y'all in a couple weeks. Peace.
Later, guys.